This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد سيدنا محمد المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. The dua for tonight is quite a long dua, but it is straightforward in the sense that the different meanings that come with that dua are also very clear. And that dua is as follows. اللهم إني أسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم. So this dua is about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the good things. أسألكم من خير كله. Wherever there is good, wherever there is greatness, wherever there is benefit, I ask you of that goodness and greatness as well, inshallah ta'ala. ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم. Whatever I know of it and whatever I do not know of it. عاجله وآجله. And that which is, you know, coming quickly or something which is deferred. Whatever the goodness is, then just I am asking you for that goodness. And that which I know, that which I don't know. And at the same time, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الشر عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم. So again, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away and to give us refuge and protection from all evil. Whatever it is, whether it's something that's going to happen soon or late, whether it's something that we know or we don't know, ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم. Then we're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, so we're asking Allah for all good. The second part of the dua is, اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك به نبيك وعبدك أو عبدك ونبيك. I'm asking you, O Allah, that first of all, you asked for all the good. Now asking Allah for all the good that your prophet and your slave, Muhammad, asked you for. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَسْتَعَاذَكَ مِنْهُ عَبْدُكَ وَنَبِيُّكَ. And likewise, I am seeking refuge from you, from all that which the prophet and your messenger, your abd, sought refuge of you from as well. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وكل ما يقرب إليها من قول أو عمل وأعوذ بك من النار وكل ما يقرب إليها من قول أو عمل. The third section is, O Allah, I seek refuge of you from, I ask of you al-jannah and all that will make me close to al-jannah, whether it's speech, saying or actions. And I seek refuge of you from the fire and anything that makes me come closer to it of actions and speech. وأسألك أن تجعل كل ما قضيته لي خيرا. And I ask you that whatever you have destined for me to make it good. So you see, this dua is very encompassing. It's very wide in two aspects. There's the khair and the shar, the good and the bad. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this dua for all aspects of good, everything. Close, something's going to happen soon, something's going to be later, deferred. And also to guide me through actions and sayings to that khair. And keep me away from the shar, all of the shar, whether it's close, deferred, whatever actions is going to make me close, push that away from me. Then you're asking for the same thing, but with what the Prophet ﷺ has asked you for, and what the Prophet has sought refuge of for. And lastly, asking for al-jannah, and not just al-jannah, but also guide me through your rahmah and through your wisdom and your guidance to all the actions and the speeches that will also help me to get al-jannah and to push me away from the fire. So it's a very all-encompassing dua, and it's not hard, even though it's a bit long, but it is, if you understand it in meaning, then inshallah you can also easily practice it therein. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit me and you with this beautiful dua. We're going to end tonight inshallah ta'ala there, and we will just make a dua to finish off.